Oh, it's pretty loud. They like, they just say they like my film, whether it's, you know, free safety, nickel. They feel like I can blitz off the edge, play man in the slot, make open field tackles. They just ask me what I want to play, so. I mean, for me, I feel like I'm equally proficient in all those type of things. So I feel like I can be in a, you know, post player type defense, or I can be in the box.
Yeah.
Would you say that that's true, and how have you conveyed that in interviews with teams?
Yeah, of course. I would always talk about how I love football, and I just love the passion for football. I have passion for the game, whether it's watching film, you know, in practice, or definitely on the game field. So, you know, I just try to express that, and they understand and see it on the film.
A lot of people will talk about how good your tape is, how impressive you've been over your time at Washington, but it seems like they always come back to size and butt size.
Yeah.
What would you say? Is that lazy analysis in your eyes? How would you respond to that?
I mean, for me, you know, I can't really, you know, get mad, really. You know, God made me this height. And all I can say is watch the film, because, you know, we always talk about how the film will set you free. So no matter how tall you are or big you are, if you watch the film, everything else will take care of itself.
So you took to Twitter the other day to sort of correct people about your weight. Yeah. was weighing in at 195 here? Was that good? Did you like that?
Yeah, of course. You know, I feel like, you know, some things had me smaller than I was. But at the end of the day, when it was time to weigh in, I weighed in at 195, and you know, I put on a couple extra pounds. I was 192. You know, drank 2 water bottles just to be that 195. Looked good.
What are you hoping to run tomorrow?
For me, I'm hoping to run a low 4.4. Maybe even getting the 4.3s. My teammate John Ross really inspired me. So, you know, that's my goal.
What's the fastest you've ever done?
Fastest I've ran was a 4.42,
okay.
Automatic. Last year I ran a 4.35 hand time. When John Ross ran a 4.25 hand time. So hopefully I'll get that in automatic time.
Water to put it on, what do you play at exactly?
My ideal playing weight is 195. I feel like I can make open field tackles and do what I can do at 195, so 195 would be my playing weight.
Water trait?
Huh?
We had the trick to put the water
on. Yeah, you know, that's just a thing you always learn. You hear it all over, you know, social media, and you hear all the littler guys try to drink a bunch of water, even the bigger guys, just to, you know, have a good looking weight.
A lot of people say that there's some similarities between you and Earl Thomas. Is he who you've always modeled your game after, or are there other players that you look at?
For me, it's Earl Thomas as well. Just because, you know, I love Earl Thomas, the way he plays the game. Whatever he's doing, he's always next to the ball. He's always, you know, wreaking havoc. So Earl Thomas as well as Tyrann Mathieu, because his versatility. You know, Tyrann Mathieu can play corner, nickel, or safety, and he has been playing that. So those two guys.
Have you met with the Seahawks here at all?
I met with them a little bit. I met with a lot of teams, probably every single team. So.
And have you gotten to know Earl at all?
I've gotten to know him a little bit. We have the same agent. He was in California like about 2 weeks ago, and that's where I trained. So he watched me do my DB drills and, you know, helped me out with some little things and all that type of stuff.
How's he doing? Could you tell how he's doing in his rehab at all? Or?
I feel like he was doing good. He's walking, you know, not on crutches, so he's walking. I feel like he'll be ready when the season comes.
Was there something specific he told you that helped you? Or?
Just, you know, a lot of eyes type of stuff. When I'm breaking, he talked about in the NFL, when you're break, you got to keep your eyes to the target first and then look for the ball, because, you know, the quarterbacks are so good, the balls are going to be out so fast, and you got to take your eyes to your receiver first.
What position do you prefer to play? Yeah.
I feel like I'll prefer to play free safety, just because, you know, nickel, a lot of teams have nickel in 75% to 80% of the game, but being a free safety, I want to be in the game at all times, so I would say free safety for that reason.
Do you look at mock drafts at all?
Not at all.
No, okay. I've seen you many places to the Cleveland Browns with the first pick of the second round. Did you talk to the Browns at all?
Yeah, I've talked to the Browns. I have a, you know, formal with the Browns tonight. But for me, it's just, I'm not really looking at any type of mock drafts. I'm just focusing on what I need to do.
What would it take for somebody at free safety to be able to come in and start right away in the NFL? What would that transition be like for you to be ready off the bat?
Off the bat, I feel like first it's learning to become a pro, finding that veteran, finding that person, you know, that's going to help you out, whatever you need to do. Because, you know, it's a big step from college football to the pros. So find that pro, get whatever you can from him, constantly in the playbook, watching film, just so you're ready when you're on the field and you can play your best. So that's how I feel.
How did you end up getting Earl's agent? I mean, was there a connection with Earl, or did you just...
No, there was no really connection. He hit me up a while back, and I just felt like he was truthful, and, you know, he was going to tell me the truth, and, you know, I really appreciated that. So,
do teams here talk to you at all about it? Any sort of, like, any getting you on offense ever or special teams or anything like that?
They asked me if I can, you know, return punts or return kicks, and I talked... You know, I always go back to high school where I returned punts and kicks, and in college only a little bit my sophomore year, but I just say I can't.
So if someone had never seen you play, and they said, what kind of player are you? Describe what you do well. How would you do that?
So first I'll start off by saying I'm versatile. I feel like I can play corner, nickel, or safety in the league. And then I'll talk about how I can play man, press, or off. And then I'll definitely talk about how I can make open field tackles and all that type of stuff. And, you know, that's what I was saying.
What's been the key for you being a good tackler, making those plays in the open field?
For me, I owe it all to film, a lot of the film. Just knowing what the receiver, whoever, receiver, running back, tight end, whoever has a ball, just knowing what they like to do, knowing if they like to shake you or run you over, or if you have them on an angle, if they like to stiff arm you so you're ready for that stiff arm to knock it down. Just, you know, constantly watching film and constantly making sure my head level is right, and I'm tackling with my shoulders and I'm wrapping up, because, I mean, no matter how big you are or small you are, if you wrap up on a person, you're going to either take him down or your posse is going to come and he'll get tackled. So,
are you going to take part in UW's Pro Day next week?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm going to probably do some defensive back drills. I'm planning on running a great 40 tomorrow, so probably just do defensive back drills.
At what point did you think NFL was a possibility for you?
I felt like it was a possibility, you know, just leading in more to junior year. I felt like I was playing great, not really thinking about it, though, as well. We always talk about if you think about it, then that's when you start messing up. So just taking it day by day, week by week, game by game. And then we all talk about how everything else would take care of itself. And I felt like it did.
But you won 3 straight state titles in high school?
High school, 4. So I never lost a high school game in football and track, 3-time state champion. So it was a great, great time in high school.
You weren't thinking about NFL at that point, though?
No, not at all. Okay. Thinking about trying to start for college. All right.
Sorry if somebody asked you before. I mean, where do you get your kind of ferocious style from? That you know, that seemed like you're hell-bent to kind of go right through the opponent there.
I mean, for me, probably just, you know, being that littler guy, you know, there's a lot of stereotypes and all that type of stuff on, you know, they might not be able to hit and all that type of stuff. So for me, I just try to play angry, but play smart as well. Play knowledgeable, know what you're going to do. That's why I always go back to watching film. Just feeling great, ready for the game, and then when the game comes, that's when, you know, I can have fun.
What was this past year like, bringing Washington back to prominence, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. For us, we knew that if we came together as a team, everything else would take care of itself. We took it week by week, game by game. Ultimately, we lost to USC. But for us, we talk about when you get smacked in the mouth, how are you going to respond? And I felt like we responded well. Playing Alabama was a great, you know, great experience for us. I felt like it was a great year. We always talk about as well as leaving the school better than you found it. And I felt like, you know, I did that.
What are some of your best attributes as a defensive back? What are the things that you want to show teams?
Yeah, things I want to show teams is first and foremost my versatility, being able to play nickel, being able to play man in the slot, free safety as well, strong safety as well, strong safety film as well. And then showing my open field tackling ability, being able to tackle in space, not missing tackles, and all that type of stuff. So those two things, really.
Thanks.